the Mafia.
What makes you think you're so special? It's all a big nothing.
Believe what you want, my little nephew.
I've given my life to this thing.
His whole life is a lie.
I want Tony Soprano on tape.
Getting to something here.
This thing of ours.
When America opened the floodgates and let all us Italians in, they did it because they needed us. They needed us to build their cities and dig their subways and to make them richer. And some of us wanted a piece of the action.
Ah, he will be missed, James. Gandolfini dead tonight, says HBO, at the age of 51. He played the lead role in one of the great American television programs of all time, The Sopranos. Joining us on the phone line right now, who is an absolute HBO expert. I don't think he's ever missed an episode of any HBO show. That goes back to Arliss, my brother Craig Hollander. Craig, it's a sad night.
Yeah, it goes back to John from Cincinnati. Unfortunately.
Oh, man, you were the guy.
I am devastated, absolutely devastated right now. Like, yeah. How could this have happened?
Yeah, well, heart attack, 51 years of age. He was in Italy for apparently a film or a film festival. And, you know, to me, Craig, and we watched the final episode together in your old Baltimore apartment where you actually made a nice plate of spaghetti and meatballs to kind of honor the situation. Very well done there. But to me, The Sopranos, The Wire, kind of neck and neck. Someone just tweeted in. They put your favorite show, Breaking Bad, in that conversation, too. To me, that's slightly behind the other two I mentioned, but there was something special about that show.
But it's not that. That shouldn't even be the question or the conversation right now. The conversation and the question should be, do you have a Wire or a Breaking Bad or a Mad Men or a Boardwalk Empire without The Sopranos? And my guess is, I'm not a TV critic by any stretch, but my guess is no. Without that show dominating the medium and putting HBO on the map, you don't get those other shows, these other dramas which have transcended and almost, you know, to the point of pushing the networks almost out of business. You don't get a Mad Men, and you don't get a Boardwalk Empire without The Sopranos there first.
You're absolutely
right. And a lot of that
right.
is just James Gandolfini dominating that role.
You're so right, and that is really true. And from a media perspective, the ratings at night of most network television programming have just plummeted. A lot of it has to do with the HBO and then some of the other cable networks following suit with really good programming. And, Craig, we live in this world where, you know, they want reality TV and just terrible, terrible television that takes no intellect, no humor, no writing ability, no acting ability whatsoever. And the truth is, they say, well, you know, Americans are so stupid, they will watch all that garbage that's on TV right now. Well, Americans are smart enough that they still watch The Sopranos and The Wire. When good television and good writing was out there, Americans still flocked to it.
Yeah, I think the audience is just segmented. I think you're going to have some fans who really appreciate these sort of operatic TV dramas that are now on, like Mad Men, like True Blood, like Boardwalk Empire, and like Breaking Bad. And then you have another, you know, group of who is going to appreciate the alternatives, and that's fine. You know, but I just keep thinking now in my head, do you remember all those times in The Sopranos where Tony, played by James Gandolfini, keeps on saying what happened to the Gary Cooper types?
Yep.
Of, you know, what happened to the strong, silent type, you know, of males out there? And I always thought that was sort of a wink and a nod to the audience, that what he was doing was he was saying this was the ideal male character when I was growing up, and for you all, like, meaning, you know, your generation and my generation, Brett, I'm the new idealized male character. And, you know, for as long as we're alive, we're going to be, you know, telling that to our kids and grandkids, that, you know, whatever happened to the James Gandolfini types.
Yeah, this,
like, you know, the sort of like loud, aggressive, abrasive, morally ambiguous, but his heart tried to be in the right place at certain points kind of character. And I don't think you get the other wonderful male characters, leadership characters, like a Stringer Bell, like a Nucky Thompson, and like a Don Draper, without that kind of character being the trailblazer.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. To me, the show comes down to a few things. You have this kind of paradoxical debate of Tony Soprano, the character, the person. Is he good? Is he bad? Is he some bit of both? You know, he has these redeeming qualities, I guess, but obviously some sort of psychopathic murderer. And then you have the idea that it's this old school, you know, usual crime show, crime movie model, all of our favorites, The Godfather, Goodfellas, Donnie Brasco, and it's put into this very 21st century world that I think if you were my age or your age or Jay's age or our parents' age, you can really relate to. You have the kid going to college, the kid trying to get a job. You have dealing with the mother going to the retirement home. I mean, all these very real world things that all of us on a day-to-day basis have to relate to. And he's that guy, but he's also the leader of a crime family.
Right. I mean, that was the entire idea was that the show messed with the audience, and you had these preconceived notions of what good and bad are. And then what they did was they made this character so seductive and hypnotic and charismatic that you found yourself rooting for him, even though you know what he's doing on a day-to-day basis is horrible. And cruel and wicked. And so, again, like, I don't know if I could have tolerated a Stringer Bell and rooted for that character without having seen The Sopranos first. Because by that point, I was already accustomed to thinking, hey, it's kind of fun rooting for a villain. I mean, and Breaking Bad, same arc, right? You have a normal person who develops and evolves into someone who's clearly very psychopathic. And that's okay. The audience is okay with seeing something like that because of The Sopranos. Absolutely, being the trailblazing show that it was, I just don't think we get these wonderful TV dramas without James Gandolfini just dominating that role, like knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, and there's three shows ever in my lifetime where the music came on and you just stop what you were doing. I mean, I guess we'll do that for Breaking Bad now, although I kind of caught up from Netflix, and I am catching up from Netflix with Mad Men. I don't feel the way about that show as I did about some of the other ones we've mentioned. And then, I like Boardwalk, but you look at Boardwalk now, and it's a good show. It's compelling. I'll watch it to the end, but it doesn't have...
It's a shadow of The Sopranos.
It just doesn't have that ingredient, and I don't know what it is. It just doesn't have it. Also, don't forget, Craig, you always point this out to me.
When a show has it, it's not just the high you get when a theme song comes on. It's that you feel like screaming at the television when the episode is over, and you find yourself wondering, like, what can I do to pass the next week by so it's Sunday again?
That is so true.
I'm like, next time, I mean, how do I make these next 6 days go really fast?
And of course,
and The Sopranos always did that.
You always point this out, but the humor with that show, I remember going into the sixth season that HBO's trailer was only funny lines from the show. Oh, really, the entire group mispronouncing phrases and words, and it was just hilarious when HBO in this trailer stacked it all together. It wasn't a trailer of blood and murder. It was just funny line after funny line after funny line.
Right, and you could say the same thing about The Wire and Breaking Bad. There are these moments of real humor and levity that let the audience know, like, this is not, you're not just watching something that's purely dark. Like, this is meant to entertain you and not disturb you to the point that you want to turn off your television. And like prior to The Sopranos, that wasn't what HBO was doing. Like they had Oz, which was really over the top dark and disturbing and not really funny at all. And that wasn't the point. And I don't think it was until The Sopranos came on that they said, we don't have to turn off, we don't have to push the boundaries, of our audience and make them feel so uncomfortable that, that they don't want to come back. And I think that The Sopranos really set that tone perfectly, and that's why it transcended so many different kinds of markets and audiences.
Yep, and just sad news tonight, James Gandolfini dead at the age of 51 from an apparent heart attack that he suffered in Italy during a film festival. Our expert on television, Craig Hollander, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We do appreciate it.
I wish I was under happier circumstances, but you should also mention, Brett, that he did a lot of good charity work for veterans
who
suffered from brain injuries, and that he did have that wonderful documentary that came out in 2010 called War Torn, which I saw and was very powerful, and you could see he really cared about that cause.
And he also, I know, donated a lot of money to Hurricane Relief and Superstorm Sandy and helped raise a lot of money for all of those charities as well. So someone who did do some good work.